here's a story from The World.
Tomorrow, election day in Uganda, millions are expected to vote in their presidential election. The incumbent, Yoweri Museveni, is a longtime U.S. partner and has ruled the country for more than 30 years. Now Museveni faces a challenger. He's a pop singer named Robert Kyagulanyi, better known as Bobby Wine. I'm joined by The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi. She's in Kampala, Uganda's capital. What is the atmosphere like, Halima, the day before the vote?
Here in Kampala, if you were to have walked around today, you would have seen an increase in security. And I'm talking about army, military, police, military tanks going about town, soldiers on the street. And that's not to mention the internet shutdown. The internet isn't working right now. I can't access it, even using a VPN. And yesterday, there was also a shutdown of social media. So the big question for me is, how can any election be free and fair when Ugandans can't even access information?
Uganda's government has gotten a lot of criticism about the way they've handled the lead-up to the election. What have you seen so far that seems concerning?
The Museveni's government has faced a lot of criticism from both local and international human rights organizations, especially concerning its treatment of the opposition. Bobby Wine, as well as other opposition leaders and candidates, have been arrested multiple times, have been harassed. Some say they've been beaten. On top of that, election observers will be scarce here. Election observers from the European Union won't be here. And today, the U.S. said that it will cancel its observer mission because the majority of their staff weren't granted permission to come and observe the elections. And the response from one election commissioner I spoke with today was that he said that COVID was the issue, that because of COVID, fewer election observers could attend. But many people, including the opposition, have accused the government of using COVID as an excuse to limit or put restrictions on this election.
So, Halima, let's talk about the voters. Uganda has a large, young population. What are you hearing from them about tomorrow's election?
Well, many young people support Bobby Wine or Robert Kyagulanyi. The former musician has captured the spirit of youth. A lot of young people, he represents change as a face of Uganda's youth population, and they also relate with him. Bobby Wine came from, quote-unquote, as he says, the ghettos of Kampala. And some people think that he would be the person to be a voice for him and rather than Uganda's elite. And here in Kampala is in some ways the center of Bobby Wine's support. That said, many people I've also spoken with here do support Museveni.
Yeah, I mean, Museveni has been in power for more than 30 years. Who are his supporters now and how do they connect with him?
As I mentioned before, really Kampala tends to be the center of support for Bobby Wine. That said, here I've spoken with people who support Museveni and especially his campaign for, quote-unquote, securing Uganda's future. That's something that resonates with many people I've spoken with. I spoke with one woman who remembered stories of conflict that her parents told her, and she doesn't want to return to that period in Uganda, and she thinks Museveni will keep the peace, keep Uganda's stability. And indeed, in his past more than 30 years in office, Uganda has seen a period of relative development and peace compared to what happened before.
We spoke on the show yesterday, Halima, about how Uganda's government has been accused of human rights violations, and there are concerns about more political violence in the days and weeks to come. What have you been hearing?
Indeed, I mean, there has been violence during this election. One human rights lawyer told me this was the most violent election he's seen. What's interesting here is this week, especially both sides, as in the government and opposition, have been kind of accusing the other of violence. Either way, that is a concern that ordinary Ugandans have. But essentially, those who support Museveni and his party have expressed concerns that if Bobby Wine loses the election, then his supporters might take to the streets and that could become violent. But Bobby Wine supporters, they say their concern is that security officials and police will crack down on them, which is something that indeed we've seen during this election.
So the vote is tomorrow. When can we expect results?
Well, we're expecting results 48 hours from tomorrow. At least that's what one election commissioner I spoke with today says. So that means Saturday we're expecting results. And today I visited the National Tally Center, which is where results will be released. Security is very tight there. You actually need a negative COVID test just to enter tomorrow. But if the internet's off, who knows when we'll actually be able to confirm information and who knows when Ugandans will hear the results.
The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi, covering the presidential election in Uganda, speaking with us from the capital, Kampala. Halima, thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
From PRX.